Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 8th of September. I hope you're all well. Okay, I've got no bets today. I did fancy goals in that China game, but it's kicked off and there's been a goal on 12 minutes, so we can ignore that now. Ultimate members, we've got a game Thursday, which I have done the data for and posted and sent, and I've also posted this morning a blank template of my three system graph sheet for you to use. It would be a little bit of jiggery pokery you got to do for your own stuff, but the formulas are in there. It will populate as you put returns in. It's more the graphs. I will try and do a video on making graphs for you over the next week or so. Just busy at the minute, just dealing with setting people up for the season. Do be patient if you have emailed me. I've got through a fair few this morning, but people just asking me to look at systems and their setup and things, so I am getting there. Hopefully after this sort of week, when everybody's off and running, it will, as I keep saying, calm down a little bit. But as I say, a fair few of you should have had emails from me this morning. I started cracking through a load and getting back to people. And of course, thank you for the Zoom last night. I don't know what we ended up being, 40, 50 minutes. I will upload and render all that. I'll probably do that Thursday. I've not got much time today or tomorrow, so I'll look to do that Thursday morning and get that online. As I say, my turn then will be to training, and I've done some training through the summer with people talking about different things and modeling and actually taking data and analyzing it and looking at that. What I want to try and do is I'm working on that sort of at the minute, working on this at the minute, is to set up a sort of mental course, the mental side of this game, because it is where people tend to fall down, that sort of ability to self-sabotage people. And amazing, you know, I mean, I spoke to three guys last night and just different results, different outcomes from the same information. And that's what happens. And I think we need to get you guys thinking critically about what you do and how to do things effectively. I think you just get sort of bowled along into what others are doing. So I'm sort of trying to put a program together to almost personalize that for you, and actually understand how you learn and I don't know, I suppose call it training, how you learn and train yourself or practice or develop yourself more effectively rather than what others are doing. You know, I'm very much an against the flow sort of guy. You know, you see me put up teams like Malaga, and I take the derision that I get when I do that, because it's based on price. I'm not care whether teams are scoring eight goals in the last eight games and all that shit. But that's how I work, and it works effectively for me. But you know, we are often the problem, not what we're doing. I've said that many times. Game can get really frustrating at times for everybody. We'll all have periods where it's dry. Goals don't go in when you expect them, or you're in a system and goals go in too early, and then you end up getting drawn into a bet you wouldn't have had, all these sort of things. So my plan is to put a course together for this, because I think it's something that is far underrated, and it is an area that not sounding big-headed, I'm pretty good at. I'm pretty good at my own mental side of this game, and I'm certain that I can help people. So in effect, it sort of goes separate from the data analysis side of things and what we actually bet. You know, you hear me say that's not what's important. It is this, you know, and that's the phrase I would use. It's that self-sabotage. I think gamblers just self-sabotage themselves. And we're all different, you know. I've said that many times. Some of you will want to be parts of groups and just going along for the ride and the buzz and enjoying it and not really fussed whether you make money. I'm more looking at the people who want to take this to the next step. You know, we talked, you know, Dave talked to people in the summer about goal setting. He's good on that side. It's the whole package that you've got to try and get together. I set goals when I started out. I never really revisited them after that, but sort of getting involved with Dave has made me look at that. You know, as you get to near 50, what are my goals now? So I've sort of looked at things like that. But for you guys, it is this, you know, I said it last night on the Zoom, people trying to do far too much, wanting to be part of everything, not being able to compartmentalise things and put things to one side, getting carried along on the waves of social media and Twitter and Telegrams and whatever it may be. And then from there, that, as I say, that self-sabotage fact, and sort of just when you look at it, you know, the one thing with this game, if you keep, and I've, you know, I keep on for years saying keep records and got derided for that. If you keep records, you've got everything you need to look back and see where you can, where you've gone wrong. And I said to the guys, you know, I've not binned anything. I think, I mean, when I opened up one of my sheets last night, what did I have, 50, 60 different systems on there? Don't bet them all, but I keep the records of everything. That's the one thing. So if I think of an idea, which quite often I will, I'll say, oh, well, I might try that. And I'll just think of an idea and I'll extract that data, put it in a sheet and run it. And then I might dip my feet in slowly and I'll see. But having had that data, I can easily then start to look at it and think, actually, I went wrong there. This is where, you know, there wasn't any merit in that. And I just think, that we tend to go through, people tend to go through this gambling life, trying something, then that doesn't work, try something else. And I mean, I use golf analogies a lot just because it was a game I played fairly decently. It's like a guy going on the golf course trying a different plan every single week that he's playing. Sorry, the old shopping delivery. I didn't realise. Oh, he's early, that's why. I ordered it between 12 and 1 and he's pitched up at 11:20. Right, where was I? Yeah, so that self-sabotage. So whilst I've done a lot of sort of talk on the pod over the period, you know, if you listen back, and Chris Wilkinson, my fantastic listener, does go back and listen to them. I want to just try and get this into one place. I was sort of saying it's like that golf analogy of the guy goes out, you know, one day he'll try a new grip, doesn't play very well. So then he bins that the next day, oh, I'll move the ball further forward. And every time he's trying something different, you actually never really find out what works or what doesn't work because you're changing all the time. And I think it's the same with you guys. You know, as I say, I spoke to three guys last night. All of them. One started a system, stopped it. One started a system, lost, reduced his stakes. So he's done all his losing at big stakes, all his winning at small stakes. One started 1, 2, 3 systems as a package, stopped them. You know, and that's just three guys that I know. And it goes on all the time. And it is that, it's that self-destruct. You've got to come back from that somehow. And there's two elements to it. First, obviously, the initial setup. You've got to do your due diligence. Right, that is what I want to bet. You've got to stick to it. And we talk about the 100 days and, you know, and that's part of this. But then it is that self-sabotage on top of that. You know, I am a firm believer that most gamblers lose because they do often have 15, 20 winning days, but their losing days are just horrific. Because they spiral either through bad staking, through having bets they wouldn't have. You know, there's lots to it. And my one experience, as I've spoken to a lot of people over the summer, you know, Zoom's become like my best friend. I'm on Zoom till 10 o'clock tonight, Zoom till 10 o'clock Thursday night. You know, talking to people, you know, little sort of half hour, 20 minute sessions that I talk to people. And it's everybody is different, but all the themes tend to be the same through it. So that's what I'm looking at, trying to sort something out over time. That's one thing that I want to get, so that it's almost sort of that you can tailor it to yourself and take it forward. Anyway, that's where I'm at. At the minute, it is just setting people up. So I've got a lot of Zooms and things this week just to get people set for the football starting at the weekend. We are, 5 days away from Tottenham cuffing Everton? 5 or 6 days, is it, from Tottenham? They bought all them new players, haven't they? See that flipping introduction of Rodriguez and that dearie me. That was a great little spat, actually. I do love how, I don't know whether Everton fans were funny. I remember when Son fouled that guy Gomez or something. Didn't actually touch him, but Gomez went down and broke his leg, which was horrendous. Certainly Son didn't mean it. I don't care what anybody said. But Everton and Tottenham fans were kicking off at each other. But last night, I think a Wolves fan, an Everton fan, had made a comment about Wolves signing somebody. I just read a long thread of Everton Wolves fans just having a pop at each other. Who was the bigger club? Who's wasting money? Look at your own house, all that. Just football fans are so amusing. They really are amusing. How it just escalated into something, and so many different people involved. It wasn't just like two blokes having a row like you'd get in a pub. Just everybody trying to chip their two penny worth in. I have no idea whether Everton Wolves have a big rivalry, but it all got a little bit bitter and nasty. I just found it quite amusing. Anyway, on that note, I am off. No, I'm not. I'm not off. I forgot. I nearly forgot this. Sorry, Steve. Steve Rowe, FTS member Steve Rowe, has been married to Louise for 25 years today. Silver wedding anniversary. Good lad, Steve. Happy anniversary. I think he's a gooner. That's the only sad thing about him. I think I'm right there. I can't remember, but I think he is one of them. But happy anniversary, Steve and Louise. Like all of us, Louise has been a big stable part of Steve's life. 25 years, something to be proud of. I think they're off out on a good old drink today, so go and enjoy yourselves. Congrats. Many congrats from me and the FTS team, Steve, on your silver wedding anniversary. I nearly forgot. Saved the day at the last minute. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Right, now I'm gone. I'll be back with you tomorrow.